Hello.
Guys.
What?
Nothing.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, finally. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to the Jazz Bros podcast. Good. My name is Connor, and I am your host. And here with me is Kyle, my brother.
Hi!
My other bald brother. Not actually related to me, but
I'm not.
It's you, no, actually.
Well, then,
I'm trying to get the screen in my window.
You freak,
idiot.
I'm trying to. Oh, there, finally. Okay, anyways,
how have you guys been? It's been a while.
I've been okay. I actually have a story. to tell that I think you guys will find funny. So if, I know, Connor, you have a butt ton of stuff to unload.
I go to the bathroom.
So did I, and that's what the story's about.
Oh my gosh, that's something else I gotta tell you guys about.
So yeah, I know. Give me 1 second. Let me tell my story first.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
So it was Saturday night.
So anyway, okay,
guys, there was this crazy thing that happened. You know,
yesterday I went to a wedding and.
So, okay, good news, bad news. Good news, I died. Bad news,
thank God,
that where I buried my treasure. So, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, Saturday night. I had been at work. I hate Saturdays, right? Hate them. I've been at work since 1, which isn't too bad. This week I start at 12 on a Saturday, and it sucks, and I hate it. But, that's the point. So, I start at 1. I finish at, like, 9 or 10 at night. So, this particular Saturday, last Saturday, I'm finishing work, and earlier in the day, let's rewind. So it's about 4:30, okay? And my stomach is feeling a little, like, gross.
So you got a little rumble in the tumble.
I got a little rumble in the tumble. So I go up to the bathroom, and when I get up there, the urge leaves me. And I'm like, well, okay.
Dude, never trust that.
No, don't ever do it.
Here's where the story goes, because 4.5 hours later, I'm leaving work, and I'm like, all right, this is fine. I leave work, I'm fine. I cross the road a couple times, I'm fine. Connor, so you know where La Mezza Luna is, right?
Yeah.
You know where Pizza Express is?
Yeah.
Okay, I get to Pizza Express, and my stomach turns. Oh. And it hits me like a ton of bricks, and I clench for my freaking life. And I continue to clench from there to the Viaduct car park, which is about a 5-minute walk. And I can't walk very fast because I'm life clenching.
You look like the guy on the Popeyes, like when you eat a Popeyes biscuit.
I just have to walk. Don't think about it. Just keep going.
Don't think about it.
I genuinely thought about 4 times that I was going to crap my pants. So I get to my car. Hold on. We're not done. I get to my car and I sit down. I'm like, okay, took some pressure off. I feel fine. The whole drive home is okay. As soon as I get to my driveway, I pull into my driveway and it hits me again. And I'm like, all right, this isn't good. I stand up. It goes that much harder. Luckily, we have a bathroom literally right inside our back door. So I don't go say hi to anybody. I slam the back door open, shut it gently, and then absolutely destroy our downstairs bathroom.
I was like, going to say, like, you guys live in a farm.
You know, dive over the
fence into the field.
You know the vines of people, like, going into like a Walmart stall, barely closing the door, and then that's basically what happened. I barely have time to get in, shut the door, de-pants myself, and sit down before it's like boom. And I,
all right, hey, guy, I have a similar story. So this past weekend I went to Luke, my cousin's wedding, and I drove there Saturday night. Today's Monday that we're recording this. And I just, today's Monday. And I just got back like an hour ago or so. And it's about a 6-hour drive from Michigan to New York where I live. And
Levy, I was sleeping with my cousin Levy in the same room, and this morning, or was it last night? I think it was last night. He was like, you know, I haven't pooped the whole time I've been here. And I was like, Levy, I'm not even kidding you. I was thinking the exact same thing like earlier today. And I, of course, we got on the road, and I was like, the more I thought about how I hadn't pooped, the more I was like, I should probably go poop. But I didn't.
You were like, oh my gosh, I gotta go.
But it was when I met up with my cousin and his family about halfway from New York. I met in Ohio. And so I got in my car going back to New York, and literally there, like, if there was a bathroom there, I could have gone to the bathroom. Like, I could have taken a dump. Okay.
Dump room.
That feeling was there the entire way. And I stopped once for gas and to go to the bathroom. And then I stopped again to look at a car I'm going to buy for like 20 minutes. And the whole time I was like, if I saw a toilet, I would poop my pants. Okay. Well, I get back to the church, which is where my car is. I took my fiance's car because I'm actually engaged now. Congratulate me. Thank you very much. So I took my fiance's car, and then, so I was swapping out cars, and I literally, I think I said it out loud. It was raining, and I opened the door, and I was like getting my bag loaded into my car, and I was like, just come on, Connor, just a little bit longer. I was like doing the poo-poo dance. This was like just like an hour and a half ago, and I get into my car, and I'm like clenching in my car. I pull into my driveway. I honestly think I blacked out because I don't remember pulling in. I'm not kidding either. I remember is like, for some reason, checking for my mail, pulling my mail into my house, unlocking my door, getting rained on. It takes like 3 hours to get your buckle undone on your pants when you have to go that bad. So I'm like, no, I'm right here. I'm like right next to the toilet. And then I sit down, and you know what? It takes a good like 15 seconds for that massive atomic bomb of a turd to come out. It was like a foot long. Yeah.
Gross.
So that was, Kyle, that was a really good story. In fact, it was a poop story. And
I know, right? It doesn't happen to me often, but when it does.
All right. To start off my list of crazy things to tell you guys, I've got a quick story for you. We were sitting at Arby's after our volleyball game the other week, and I think Beverly, my future sister-in-law, saw, I think it was Wendy's, and she, like, they have the thing, quality over quantity.
Yeah.
And she was like, maybe the other way around. Quantity over quality, because she eats a lot. And I was like, yeah, okay. Quantity over quality. It tastes horrible, but we have a lot of it.
That's the problem there.
Imagine. It tastes like absolute puke, but we have got a lot of it. So, as much as you
want. This coffee's chunky.
Okay. I also, the other week, I made myself like wheeze crying laughing because I was sitting with Eli in the cube truck and we were going to eat, and I said, hey, look, there's Burger King. I was being goofy. I was like, hey, there's Burger King. And then I was like, there's Durger Bing. Don't ask me why. I laughed so hard. I was like, Durger Bing.
Nice.
Okay, one more. So that's something else. Wow, this really aren't as funny as I remember.
You're not as funny as we remembered.
I have a joke. Shut up. I have a joke for you. Okay. What is, Dylan, I think you'll like this. Eli told this to me. What's the hardest part
We're doing so good.
What is the hardest part of a vegetable to eat?
The wheelchair.
Yes.
Oh, I've seen it before.
I haven't heard that before, but I'm like, is it the roots? Is it the greens that you're not supposed to eat? The IV pump.
The gas.
Okay, one more. The Bradbury. So the other week, Cade was asking, like, what's a move you wish you could do or something?
Yeah.
Some along those lines.
And then I can't remember. It was so funny. Cade, Dylan, you said something about yourself, like you would win or something like that. And Cade said two ways Dylan would win, blinding and headbutt. And you said, my signatures. Kyle said, blinding headbutt is a one-shot move. He said it's like the sliding shotgun move they use in the Crucible.
Consumes all of your mana, but Dylan, instantly anything.
Yeah.
Easy. Right. And then I texted this. I said sliding blinding Bradbury. Because it auto-corrected headbutt for some reason. And I said, let me try again. Sliding blinding headbutt. And I said, that's the move's name, the Bradbury.
Hold on, guys. Okay. I'm going to do my special move, the Bradbury.
All right. You guys want to hear about, you know, I'll just tell you guys the story of me getting pulled over, because I think I told Kyle already. That's actually kind of funny. Yeah. So it was 5:30 in the morning, and it was completely dark out. There's one light in Little Valley, New York, and it's on a timer. Okay, I'm on Marco Polo with Kyle, and it's 5:30 in the morning, completely dark. Like I said, I pull up, I see the light turn red, so I'm like, come on, I'm going to wait you for like 30 seconds. No way. So, and I've run the red light before, so I looked both ways, no cars. I pull forward, and like probably not even 100 yards past the light, there's the fire hall. And in the fire hall, guess what was there? A cop.
A cop.
And I'm on FaceTime, I'm on Marco Polo with Kyle, and I'm like, Kyle, there's a cop. I'm probably going to get pulled over. Next thing I know, her lights turn on, her flashing lights turn on, and she pulls me over. Okay, never been pulled over before in my life, so might as well make it a good reason, right? Running a red light. So she pulls me over, and she walks up. I'm like sweating, like, oh my gosh, what's gonna happen? I'm gonna get a ticket, I'm gonna go to jail, what's going on? And then she walks up to my passenger side window, and she leans over and she's like, hey, you know you have a headlight out, right? And I was like, yeah! Yeah, I know!
I was like,
I'm trying to go through insurance to get it fixed. I'm sorry. I know it's out. And she's like, okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure. She's like, license and registration. She was really sweet about the whole thing. I think I did crap my pants a little bit.
It was the funniest thing, because it was 2 in the morning.
It was like 5:30 in the morning, and I was I ran the red light and got pulled over 20 seconds later, and she told me I had a headlight out.
It's just common decency. Well, their headlights out.
So she either didn't see you run the red light, or she saw you and was like,
no, she didn't see me. Kyle, if I ran the red light, she would have pulled me over and given me a ticket. She didn't see me run the red light. If she saw me run the red light. I guess so. Okay. You guys will like this too.
If I was a police officer and I watched you run a red light, there's no freaking way I'm not giving you a ticket.
I would speed just to pull you over.
I would follow you to your house and give you a ticket.
I would chase you down. I would mail order you a pair of handcuffs and tell you to bring yourself to the station.
I'd return them.
Now.
Get your butt in here.
I remember watching a YouTuber. He was like watching. He was watching a video, reacting to some video, and he was like really grossed out or weirded out by something. And he like pretend dials 911.
Does he like, do it?
Yes, officer. And he points to the computer screen, and he's like, "Officer, that one right there."
He's like, "That's the one that did it,
officer. That one right there."
That's the one that killed my hopes and dreams.
My dreams! All right, here's something funny. I'll tell you. Okay, do you guys want to hear about...
No, not really.
About an embarrassing story or a I'm an idiot story?
Do we embarrassing have time for both?
We've got time for both.
We'll start with the embarrassing one.
Okay. So, there...
Oh my gosh, you did that? What?
No way. Crazy. I know. Anyways, moving on.
What's the you're an idiot story?
No, wait. What?
Wow, that is so crazy, man. Let's end the podcast right here. It's a great time.
All
right,
we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
We're gone.
But guys, I didn't even tell the story yet.
That's the joke, you don't go.
Okay. So the other week, we went into, probably a couple months ago, actually, we went into McDonald's, and Pete, my boss, brings his son Pete along sometimes when he's not working to go to work with him. Or sorry, when he's not in school to go to work with him. And we went to McDonald's. I had to go to the bathroom. So I walked into the bathroom and, you know, did my stuff, washed my hand. As I was washing my hands, a lady, what?
Nothing.
Okay. A lady walked in, and I was like, oh, is she a cleaning lady? I don't know. And then another lady's holding the door. And then I see on the door across the hall, the men's room symbol.
Smooth.
It didn't even strike me as I walked in that there's no urinals in this thing.
I was about to say, it's so easy. You walk in, there's no urinal. You're in the wrong place, my guy.
I didn't know. I had to go pee.
Why would you have a urinal?
So.
Point here.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. I went into the stall.
Wow. Changing the story now. Okay.
No. Not changing the story. I forgot about this. I went into the stall and I saw a female hygiene product wrapper on the floor. And I took a picture of it and I was going to show Joanna. And I was like, look what I saw on the men's room floor. And I walk out, there's no urinal, and then two ladies walk in, and one of them, they're both black, okay, which makes it even more embarrassing.
Not racist.
And then she's like, I'm like, oh, I appear to be in the wrong restroom. And she's like, yeah. It was like wide eyes. I'm like, I am so sorry. I keep apologizing. I walk out. And as I'm walking up... As I'm walking up to Pete and his son, Peter, young kid Peter, 13-year-old, walk up to me.
Peter.
Like, did you just walk into the ladies' room? Like, with a smile on his face. And I actually almost started yelling. I was like, you let me walk in there? You saw me go in there and you didn't even try and stop me?
No.
You jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Just own it. Just say it out loud.
I was like, what? And then here's the worst thing. Okay. The two ladies come out of the bathroom and walk back into the kitchen. They worked there. They worked there.
But you can never go to McDonald's again now.
I am going to sue myself.
Straight white boy sues himself over walking into a lady's
house. That was my embarrassing story.
McDonald's does not want to press charges. He's paying.
Okay, I do.
$5,000.
I have one more story.
All
right. Okay, this one I think you guys will find absolutely hilarious. So, there was one time that a couple weeks ago. They
They yeah, okay. So me and Eli, it was on a Monday, same as today. We had a volleyball game. And me and Eli were going to ride together to the volleyball game, but we had to kill a little bit of time. If this is after work, okay? So he drove separate.
Excuse me.
And so I rode with him, and we were up in, like, Buffalo area, so we just decided to go to a fish store. And I bought a fish that I've been needing for my tank. And because it's one of those sucker fish.
That can fish. Glass, people can drive them just fine.
So, what?
Don't worry about it. It's nothing worth repeating.
Well, I'm going to listen to it on this podcast.
Try.
It's so difficult to do such a sudden laugh like that. Gosh, there was a girl at the gym today. She's there a lot, but she has a seagull laugh. Like, she sounds like a seagull. She'll like exhale all the. She'll exhale, and whenever you know when you exhale during a laugh and you go to like suck in, hers is like a high pitched seagull squeak.
Yeah, I've heard that before. And who is it? Like, do I know her? Is she new?
No, she. It's Lucy. It's the girl. Mom was like, "Oh, her laugh is so annoying."
Oh, Lucy.
I don't know.
I've not met her. No, she started going right after I left.
Really? I thought you. Oh, okay.
No. I think Louise was coaching her. And then she joined the gym. But I remember Louise coaching her. I think I met her one time. But okay, anyway. So after we went to the fish store, we went to volleyball game. Okay. After the volleyball game, I don't remember if we won or lost. After the volleyball game, we went to Arby's again. Not the same Arby's. It doesn't really matter. We went to Arby's and we used a bag, like one of those brown paper bags that they give us. We used it for trash. And so when I get back to my now fiance's house, I'm gonna get into my car for to go back home. Well, they have got a dumpster, and we opened the trunk, and I was like, oh, there's the garbage bag, and I throw the garbage bag, like the Arby's bag, and it lands behind the dumpster, but I still don't have my shoes on, and it's on gravel, and I don't want to walk back there in the dark, so I'm like, you know, I'll just leave it. I'll just pick it up tomorrow morning or something, and then I get in my car and I drive home, and I was probably standing like a good 15-20 feet away from the dumpster, so that's why I overshot it so much, because I it was in the dark, so I could, okay, sorry.
Nice.
And then I get about 3/4 of the way home, which thankfully is only like 5 minutes away, and then realize I don't have my fish, and then I realized that just before I threw the garbage bag into the dumpster, Joanna walked over to the dumpster with the garbage bag, and then I screeched, and I turn around, and I realize I just lobbed my new fish behind the dumpster. This thing sailed for like 20 feet through the air behind the dumpster. I get back there. I like go.
Was he okay, though?
What?
Was the fish okay?
Yeah, so the fish is still alive. It's still totally dead.
It just splattered on the wall.
Oh my gosh. I felt like such an idiot, but it was kind of funny too. Because I just got out and I was like, man, this bag's kind of heavy. So, and then I just threw it and I was like, nah, it doesn't matter. I'll leave it. So, yeah.
You threw a fish?
I threw my fish.
Did the bag pop or anything?
No, the bag was fine. The paper, because they put, thankfully, actually, the guy put. He put the fish in one of those plastic bags, turned it over, and then put it in another one. So it was like double bagged. And then he put it in the brown paper bag.
He knows who he's dealing with.
Okay. I guess so.
They test every time they give you a fish. It's like Dairy Queen. They throw it up against the brick wall to see, to show you it won't break. See, it's fine.
What's this?
Look, your fish is dead, but the bags didn't break.
That's quality.
Yeah, I mean, what the bag is. I thought you.
Kyle, like I got the idea. You just in like the fish store, and some guy chucks it at a brick wall like 10 feet away. Every single time you buy a fish, they just lob it at this wall.
Some people buy like 10 fish at a time.
There's like a trough of dead fish at the bottom. So many.
Kyle, are you still here? Kyle. I guess not.
He's dead. Okay, so.
Wait. I mean, we are closing in on the time. That was a fast episode for all that stuff that I had to tell you.
Action packed is what it was. Bro.
Hello.
Freak.
I joined a recording with myself.
Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, that was... I really ran through all that, but that's pretty much...
Blitz. Oh, no, I didn't. I've got so much more to tell you.
Oh, great.
So, Kyle, as I was telling you before, okay, so last year, 2021, in June, my parents and my younger brother went to Holly, my cousin's wedding. And after, like, during the reception, there was a DJ, and, like, people would dance and whatever. Well, apparently, Cade, my younger brother, was dancing so hard, like doing that Russian dance move where they go down, then they stand up and like kick the leg out, and then, you know, he was doing that, and he got people to like form a circle around him, just like cheering him on and like watching him dance.
He's a beast.
Like to this EDM like dance music. Oh my gosh. Well, maybe not that. No, actually, it was none of that. It was really cool. But anyway, Kyle, I've never had the desire to dance before, and Macy, my cousin, yesterday, Holly's younger brother, Luke, just got married yesterday, and I was there.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Are you okay? Hold on. Are you like deja vu because you didn't tell us last time?
No, I just told you like I told you before we started recording, and then I was like, I'll save it for the podcast.
Okay. I thought you were...
No.
Deja vu.
Deja vu!
Anyway.
Wow, guys, that was all really comprehensive. And definitely all understandable right, and then, by the normal people.
Can I just... Okay. Really? This is so funny. My uncle last year was, so since Holly and Luke are brother and sister, they had the same DJ since they know the same guy, the same MC. And my uncle Joe was at the last wedding too. And at the last wedding, they did a song with the conga line. And my uncle Joe was at the front of the conga line. Well, he was going around, like people were just standing. So, excuse me, we're just standing around, and he was literally pulling random people he didn't know into the conga line. He was like pulling this super massive long conga line to the point where the girls at the wedding, at this past wedding, were calling him the Congo King.
Nice.
They were calling him the Congo King. They didn't even know his name. They just, he's like, yeah, we were talking about
dude,
you all year.
Okay. I can. Don't suck at making nicknames. Just call the guy King Kong. Are you kidding me? Come on. Are you kidding me?
Bro.
Gosh. Yeah. You have to do all the work around here?
Did you break a sweat bringing that one up?
Dude, you're telling me that's not like the best?
That is awesome.
Come on.
King Kong. Okay, well, we did the conga line.
It's only for jokes.
We did the conga line again this year. I mean, it was my first time ever being in a conga line. It was awesome.
Bro, it was great.
That being said, the whole time before the wedding, they were like, you got a lot to, like, make up because Cade, like, I don't know if you can beat Cade's dance moves. And I'm like, I'm not going to go and dance. I was like, I'm not going to go and dance. There's no way. I'm not going out there. Well, as soon as the music started and I saw Uncle Joe up there, like, putting his life on the line.
You put your butt like, on the
okay,
line.
Okay, I guess I should get up there. I definitely have never danced before. Like mosh pit dancing.
You've seen Joey dance from Friends, right? Is that about what it was?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't watch Friends
because I don't.
Okay. But there was one time when we all formed a circle around one person, and then we take a few seconds to do like a move, and then we pull someone else in. Well, I got in the middle. And it started this like really over exaggerated twerking. Everyone was laughing. I pulled someone else in.
Did they twerk as well?
No one else twerked. No, it was just me.
Lame.
What else?
You're like, bro, this guy from New York's really weird.
Okay,
Kyle, you'll be.
What? There are times I'll be just like sitting around and I'll hear a song playing at work. All I can think of is us doing podcasts and you sitting in the background, like, twerking. So I'll be standing at work laughing like an idiot to myself because I'm listening to this song. And it's not even like an intense song or anything. It's just like a normal song. All I can see is you just twerking really intensely.
So there's a...
Kyle, can I just say one other thing about the wedding?
Okay.
I forgot. Hang on, let me think.
No!
I did have something I was going to say, but I forgot.
Yes, I know it! Okay, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yes, I'm here.
Tell me! Cotton Eye Joe, played that song.
At the wedding?
I know the dance move to it now.
You know the dancers of Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah!
Bro! You gotta show me.
You gotta show me.
Every night in your bathroom.
In nothing but your underwear.
No music is playing either. You're just dancing into the mirror.
No. They taught me. Levy taught me. I also know the dance to the song Wobble. I wouldn't recommend. I mean, I don't think there's. It doesn't say explicit, but it's very like. Like kind of rappy, I don't know, but that was the best one. I don't think I've ever gotten sweatier being in America. Like since I've moved over,
not even in the pits of winter.
No, and you know what's kind of funny is that I forgot to pack a dress shirt. I thought I packed one, so I borrowed one of Jason, Holly's husband. I borrowed one of Jason's, and I just like totally sweat through that thing.
Here's your shirt back.
I was like, Jason, thank you for letting me
now, but you know,
thank you for letting me use your shirt, but I just completely ruined it.
It's like a black shirt, and it's like totally see through.
You know, I could probably walk away right now,
bro.
You guys didn't realize I was gone until I got back.
Kyle. I love the distance. It's like miles away from your microphone.
The guy in the next apartment is laughing.
I love the image. I think this is what I was gonna say earlier. I love the image in my brain of Connor just like in boxers in his bathroom practicing dead silent. For like heavy breathing to like the guy.
Hey,
the
hey.
Just like
it's not. Hey. It's Kyle. I'm not. I wouldn't be in my underwear. I'd be in socks. Okay.
Oh, that's worse.
No. No. Dylan, it's like that. It's like that
wearing
meme.
A pair of socks like a thong.
It's like that meme, you know? me looking in the mirror when I'm wearing nothing but a pair of socks. Except your body's doing the cotton eye joke. Oh, yes.
Guys, are we like comedic geniuses?
I think we are.
I'm afraid we just might be.
I'm afraid.
All right, you guys want to wrap this up? Unless you guys have something else to say. Because I actually got
to wrap it up.
I'm not very good at rapping.